Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Anita Bezzotta, Chief Marketing Officer and Senior Vice President at the United States Postal Service. Joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Bob Reeve. Well, Anita, can you describe the restructuring that occurred at the Postal Service last fall?
Last fall, the Postmaster General thought that there was a need to further streamline and focus the organization, and one of the things that he did was to restructure some of our organization. About 20% of the executive positions were eliminated. Two area offices were closed. Some of the biggest changes actually occurred in marketing. There had been organizations outside of the marketing department that were brought back in, so that going back to what I mentioned earlier about the need for integration across all the marketing and sales activity, all of those activities were brought into one department in order to integrate them more fully and to build a more efficient organization to move forward.
It sounds like that created some management challenges for you as you moved into your role as CMO. Can you describe some of those and how you're meeting them?
Yeah, let's talk about some of the management challenges as I moved into my role as CMO. The restructuring and the new appointments were announced on Friday, September 7th. So my first day in the new job was Monday, September 10th. So the restructuring itself, while a challenge, proved to be a very small one when compared with the events of September 11th and the anthrax attacks that followed soon after. So there were some real initial challenges around dealing with those issues, making sure our customers were well informed, making sure that consumers didn't lose confidence in the mail as a way of getting and receiving receiving and sending information. So we were trying to do a number of things all at once to deal with those challenges, and I think we've come out of there pretty well, given the magnitude of the issues that we were dealing with at the time. But working together or hunkering down, you can make amazing things happen, and I think we were able to do that.
The being customer focused and getting the Postal Service really focused on customer needs, I know, is high on your priority list. How does a small organization, relatively small in the Postal Service, like marketing, shift the culture? Change the operations-driven focus. What are your strategies for going after that?
Well, the key is not to feel like you have to do it all on your own, because we don't. We are the focal point, but we work closely with the rest of the organization to ensure that we can provide customers the services that they need and the products that they need. I mean, our counterparts in the mail processing and operations group help us solve issues around service or different product offering opportunities. The finance folks help us develop solutions around payment, things like that. And our information services group is critical to the use of technology to help fuel growth. So first of all, you can't do it on your own. It doesn't matter how small or big of an organization we are. The fact is, we provide services to our customers, and we need to work with the organizations that actually own those services to ensure that we can be successful.
How does the Postal Service think about customers? There's so many, with so many different geographically spread, is there a framework that you use to think about who they are and their interests and preferences?
Well, absolutely. We've actually sorted our customer base down into four very, very broad segments. At the top, well, I don't want to say top or bottom because it implies some sort of judgment, but we have a pyramid that we use internally to describe to ourselves our customer base. We have national accounts, a couple of hundred of those, who are the largest mailers in the United States. They are geographically dispersed all over the states. Our next segment of customers we call our premier accounts. There are close to 15,000 of those. Our premier and our national accounts are what we call managed accounts. These are folks that have salespeople are assigned to these accounts, and they work these accounts. We also have consumers, who are not only receivers of mail but senders of mail. And then in between the consumer segment and our premier segment, we have the small and mid-market customer, which is where we actually think a lot of the opportunity lies for the Postal Service in terms of future growth. And we'll be spending a lot of time understanding more about that segment, understanding more about their needs, and understanding about how we could build products and services to satisfy those needs. But you're right. With a broad customer base, we have to spend a lot of time understanding them in ways that provide avenues for action as opposed to just pieces of information. And we've segmented our customers into those four broad segments, and we have folks assigned to understanding those segments and their needs and then translating those needs to the rest of the marketing and the operations organization so we can service the customer.
As you are focused on the customers and understanding their needs and how you can configure solutions, develop new products and services, how do you compete with private sector service delivery folks in that regard?
Well, this is where some of our discussion around we're a lot like a business gets trickier, because in many ways we stop being much like a private concern when you start talking about going to market quickly with products or services, pricing our products in a way that we can react quickly to the marketplace. Our regulatory environment doesn't allow us to move as quickly, certainly as the private sector would, when there's an opportunity to introduce a new product or service, or there's a need to change a price because of cost increases or because of opportunities to draw new business. Our rate-making process is a very complex and lengthy one. We have over 4,000 rates. We have to take, anytime we want to change any one or all of those rates, we have to go to the Postal Rate Commission. We generally do them all at once, because it's a very lengthy process. It takes about 16 to 18 months start to finish for that whole process to complete its cycle. And sometimes the rates that we propose are the ones that we end up implementing, and sometimes not. All of our competitors, anyone who has any interest at all in the price that we are proposing to charge, has an opportunity to come to the Postal Rate Commission and argue or provide their opinion on whether or not the rate that we're proposing is the right one, and to offer their own solutions to the prices that we propose. So it's a very unique environment where some of our competitors, for example, could make decisions to essentially change a price overnight without anybody being able to challenge or ask questions or really do anything about the fact that they've made that decision. And we live in an environment where everyone who's interested has an opportunity to influence the entire process. So particularly when we're talking about introducing new products to meet a market need, it's difficult to do that quickly. Got a new product with a new price, we have to go through the Rate Commission. Now, we've been very successful with the commission with smaller cases, experimental products. We've been able to shrink the timeline. We had a very successful introduction of a new rate for priority mail. Was 9 weeks start to finish at the commission. But generally, when we are changing our rates, it's a 10-month process.
Well, let me ask you about just a management sort of decision-making thing. You described a very interesting scenario where, as the chief marketing officer, you might be charged, we need more revenue. So you introduce new things, and someone somewhere claims, this is something I do in the private sector. How does that get worked out? Because it would seem your charge is clear, and yet you're not a private organization, and as a result, this probably gets some attention that needs to be dealt with.
Well, it does get worked out one way or the other, and sometimes we choose to continue moving forward with the product offering, and sometimes for any number of reasons, we decide that it's not appropriate at that time for us to either enter that market or to offer that product or service. And there's really no one. There's no one answer. It's dependent on the situation. Invariably, anything we try to offer that's new, someone will have an issue with it. And it's a delicate balance working our way through all of the interested parties to get to an end that is satisfying to everyone. Our business customers, we spend a lot of time working with them through various task groups. We have a mailers technical advisory committee that meets quarterly with the Postal Service. There are a number of other working groups, the Mailing Industry Task Force, where we work very closely with our business customers, but they're not our only constituents, and they're not the only interested parties in what we do. And sometimes we have to deal with those issues and make the appropriate decisions.
I know you recently had the rate case approved by the Postal Rate Commission, and that was an interesting process in itself this time, I think. You had a lot of interaction with the mailers and with the other stakeholders. Can you talk a little bit about that and how the customers are reacting to the rate increase?
Well, nobody likes a rate increase. I mean, let's not pretend that they do. But the fact is we've had very few negative comments on this particular case. For the first time ever, we settled, came to an agreement with all the interested parties on a rate case well within the 10-month time frame. That was partially because we filed the case in September because of the unique concerns around the unique issues that arose as a result of September 11th and the anthrax incident. The Postal Rate Commission, all of the interested parties in the case and the Postal Service came together and reached agreement, an unprecedented agreement on the rates that we had proposed. And as a result, we will be implementing the rates this coming June.
We need to go to a break, but stick with us as we continue our conversation with Anita Bizzotto of the Postal Service. What does the future hold for the Postal Service? We'll ask Anita for her thoughts when the Business of Government Hour returns.